If you make the break for freedom, what have you done today to make you feel proud? Yeah, we need a change. Yeah, do it today. Yeah, I can feel my spirit rising. Change. Yeah, we need a change. Yeah, so do it today. Yeah, 'cause I can see a clear horizon to make you feel proud. Let me hear you, let me hear you, let me hear you. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Ooh, yeah. 'Cause you could be so many people if you make a break for freedom. What have you done today to make you feel proud?
What have you done today? Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks and praise for the ways in which you journey with us, how you live and breathe and move through us. Meet us, O God, in this place. Surround us with your grace, your peace, your love, your guidance. And we offer to you, O God, the meditations that live in our hearts. Lift them up to you. And we ask that you meet us in this place, reminding us that it is in what we do and in what we say that your transformation is experienced. Transform us that we might be a living example of your transformation. In all that is sacred and holy, we offer this. Amen. Now, we decided to tell the story of the whole book of Esther. Oftentimes, when we offer a story from the sacred text to draw from, it's a portion of a book. But Esther's story is so amazing and so fantastic that to just pull a little clip out of it would not do justice to the story. So we hope that in the cliff notes of the 10 books of Esther, you got a bit of a picture, a little graphic in detail. You know, we humans have found lots of different ways to manage our relationships over history. Here we have this Persian king. And now there's a lot of different angles to look at Queen Vashti. We can look at her from the standpoint that she disobeyed. We can look at her from the standpoint of she was defiant. Sometimes defiance gets us in trouble, as it did with Queen Vashti. Her moment in time was diminished quite a bit by her defiance, because when she chose not to go before the king in his power did what? Got a new queen. Not like we don't have any connection to that. And the new queen represented a community of people that were marginalized, that were not the in crowd, shall we say. Do you know anybody like that? Mm-hmm. What I find exciting about this text is they were living out what was the right thing to do. They were living out their faith and their justice by their action. God is not mentioned, or Yahweh is not mentioned in this entire book. And yet, we feel the social justice rising to the surface in this book as Mordecai communicates back to the king what is supposed to happen. You know, I think I'm just going to have to get rid of this myself. Let me just share before I lose this piece of paper. This is one of the things that happens along the way. Haman, who's the villain, the right hand of the king, decides he doesn't like Mordecai because Mordecai tried to save the king. And what does Haman want? He wants the kingdom. And he's conspiring. And so here's Mordecai finding out that this terrible thing is going to happen to the king, and he makes sure that the king knows it. And then Esther, who becomes queen, finds out that the king, through the evil work of Haman, has put out a decree to annihilate the Jews. So Esther sends her handmaiden, a eunuch. We are in there everywhere. A eunuch to go to Mordecai and tell Mordecai what's going on in the king, in what the king has sent out in decree. And so Mordecai, in anguish, tears his clothing and puts ashen sackcloth on in prayer and supplication because his people are about to be annihilated by the hands of someone who is fearful, scarce. You ever known anybody who functions from a place of scarcity? Who doesn't know how to make space for a community of people who bring value to the world they touch? So Mordecai is in mourning because Esther's handmaiden gets to Mordecai and tells him what the king is going to do. And he gets word back to Esther, and this is what he says. Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you are alone. You can make it happen for the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will rise from another place. Will rise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. For such a time as this. The actions of Mordecai and the actions of Esther saved the people. And out of that came a festival called the Festival of Purim, which still gets celebrated every year in the Jewish calendar. We call that Gay Pride Month. That's our festival. That's the work that people who stepped out and said, these are important people. They bring value to the world. They deserve life. Do you know any of those folks? When I think of those folks, I cannot help but think of Sylvia Rivera, who was a drag queen in the Stonewall bars the night it was about to be raided, and they had had enough. Do you know what happens when a drag queen has had enough? It's not pretty. And she took off her shoe. Not pretty. And hurled it across the room at the officers and said, let's get them, girls. You know what they did? They ran out. Because if a 6'7" drag queen in stilettos is coming for you, you are completely defenseless. Can I get a witness? We have an amazing, rich history of people who have stood up and said, even if it means I die, I fight. Even if it means I have to step out of my insulation, of my comfort zone, I will do that because that is the right thing to do. Amen. Troy Perry. I did some work this week for a lecture that I gave. And one of the things that I did was type in gay and lesbian history in the United States. And it took me several Google searches before I found the work of metropolitan community churches in the history. In our history, what does that say about our fight to be present? Even gay people are spiritual. Hello. Amen. And to separate us out from ourselves, that is what we do. How many people in our community don't want to have anything to do with church, even our church, because of the hurt and abuse that came from their historical context? We are a part of this fight. Only the faith-based voice can speak to the faith-based voice. And that has been leading the opposition. And we must be present in that tension of fighting for our rights. And let me just tell you, it is a trickle-down effect, because what we do teaches our children. And then our children see our courage, and they see what it means to step up and have voice. And then you find them writing about their experience. Don't think for a minute that it doesn't take courage for that to happen. It takes holy boldness that our children seem to have. Amen? Amen. I want to share with you a reflection of what that looks like. This was an assignment, a grade school assignment, that the class was given. And it was titled, Diversity in Me. And the children had to write something about diversity. This is a poetic reflection. So, you wish to know what diversity is, what it means, and the role it plays? Well, I tell you, since I've seen lots throughout my days, elementary, lots. Throughout my days, diversity is a difference between people, plants, even ice cream, a truck holding such for children's screen. Diversity means quite the same thing, the role it plays. Now a poem I bring. In my life, diversity is, well, diverse. Not simply in meaning, but diversity screaming. It's all over my family, throughout my being. It lives within me. I myself am quite diverse. Or as told by my whole universe, never have I been without it. It's usually quite comforting knowing that I'm unlike many near me. Most people like to blend it. For me, it's the opposite. That's how I win. I like it that way. And if it stays like that, I might say, yay! My example Here's the holy boldness. My example is my family, and it's diverse in a way that I have accepted every single day. I have two moms. That's unlike most, that I will admit, but that is just fine. And I enjoy that it is different. We do things in quite the same way you might have lived your life. But for the rights of my parents, I will always strive. Why is it that discrimination occurs amongst their lives? Why is it that they cut our rights in half with unlawful knives? What's the point of making it so that they cannot marry? Why not let them adopt a kid that they can love and carry? Even with these unfair rights, my family helped pull together. For my mom and mama, my love is strong and true. And that concludes my poem. And I hope it was good. I think you now realize our lives are as they should. Tyler, would you stand up a minute? Tyler wrote that. Some might ask, why do we do what we do in this church? Why do we fight in Tallahassee and in Washington, D.C. and in our town square? If you wonder why, you must look in the eyes of our children. For we are not just working for their rights, we are teaching them what it means to sacrifice, to step out, to fight for the hearts and lives that might be marginalized. I will tell you this. We are in momentum. For the rights of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and even our straight alliance communities are happening by our work. It is scriptural that we be in this fight. For when anybody is on the margins, everybody is on the margins. When I think about coming out, well, let me just share this with you. As you know, I'm in this educational program at Tampa General in the chaplaincy. And I went to this diversity lecture a couple of months ago. And afterwards, I thought, diversity? I know all about that. And I went to the people who were putting it on and I said, hey, would you like to do one for the homosexual community? Because I could help. But it wasn't until they said yes, and I started thinking about what that means, that I felt the tension, the fear, the what ifs about who I am. On Wednesday, I did this training. And I told them, I said, I came out in 1982 the first time. And about 27 seconds ago, I came out the last time. Because we don't come out once. It doesn't matter what's in your closet. For you, it might not be your sexual orientation, or your gender identity or expression. It might be something else that keeps you walled off, that keeps you confined. You know, we got lots of closets in our houses. And we keep a lot of stuff in there no matter what we come out from. And I think coming out of our comfort zone is one of the scariest things to bring out of our closet, amen? But in that opportunity, I also got to say, I'm a child of God. That's the place I do ministry from. Not who I spend my private time with in the confines of my own bedroom. And how we care for each other, whether it's at the bedside of a hospital or in a restaurant or in traffic or in this place, matters. We might not all agree on how we do that, but to sit with the tension of that opportunity, of that calling, and how we care about the world around us. Each of us has a part in that, and it's never, ever gonna be the same part. Amen? We have plenty of people who stand on the front lines to fight for rights, but I guarantee you, they can't do it without all the folks behind them, encouraging, praying, supporting. You have a battle you have to fight this week? You do, raise your hand. You got a room full of people here. Can I get a hand of who will pray for the hands that went up? Look at that. A room full of people who will hold. They don't need all your details. Trust me. They don't need to know all that stuff. They just need to know you need prayer. We have a prayer wall. We are a praying church. We are a perfect church. Can I get a witness? Never mind. We are a praying church. We are on a journey to deepen our understanding of how God is present in our lives and to offer that to the world that we touch, as clumsy, as messy, as imperfect as it may seem, that is the place where God meets us. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks and praise for all of the ways in which you live and move and have your being in us. Meet us, O God, in the places of our heart's longings, in those scary places. Meet us, O God, in this place. Move now, O God, in each of us. Amen.
God is moving by the Spirit. Changing. praise unto you.